What's going on, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of the Alpha's Creed podcast. First and foremost, before we get started today, I just want to thank every single one of you for your continued support. We have been cracking the top 100 with our podcast drops almost every time, especially recently. Obviously, when we first started, it took a while to get to this point. But thanks to you all, we are literally cracking the top 100 in multiple different categories on both Apple and Spotify. So, number one, thank you guys so much for your continued support. And I'm just honored that you guys listen to this podcast and, you know, that we continue to build this. And now, for those of you who like what we talk about this podcast, make sure you go to alphascreed.com or go follow the Alphas Creed on Instagram. Because as we're building this, I want everyone who listens to this podcast, all of you around the world who are listening to me today, right here, right now, I want us to join together in a community, and it's completely free to join in our Discord so we can actually talk about these topics. We can talk about the topics that are most important. And if you guys have questions that you want me to answer on this podcast, you can do so in that Discord. So join our Discord, the Alphas Creed Discord. You can find it on Instagram or alphascreed.com. Go join it for free. And make sure you guys are part of that. Support each other, love each other, and let's talk about these topics because this is something that I believe will change the world. So, number one, thank you to every one of you guys who are here. But today we're going to talk about something that is probably my favorite thing to talk about. This is probably my favorite number one lesson I wish I could teach people. And I know I've talked to you guys a lot about what I call the two C's of success, okay? Confidence and courage. But really what I'm going to break down for you guys today is the ultimate secret of confidence, okay? I'm going to break this down for you guys because I want you guys to fully understand just how powerful this concept is and what it truly means to have confidence and where that power comes from, okay? So we're going to break this down really simply. Number one, I obviously believe that if I could find anyone and if they at least just had two virtues, they had two things about them that they could succeed at anything they put their mind to, okay? Number one is courage. Without courage, you cannot have any other virtues. It takes courage to have confidence. It takes courage to be virtuous. It takes courage to have humility. It takes courage to have all these things. Courage is the number one and most important foundation of your life and of the principles of your life. But number two is confidence. Okay, now what is confidence? Now, confidence is supreme self-belief. And I'm not just talking about, you know, just, oh, I believe in myself. No. I am talking about the highest form of self-belief that you could even possibly imagine. And I'm going to give you the secret to unlocking the most incredible confidence of your entire life. And this kind of confidence is a superpower. It is the power that you feel when someone walks in the door and you think, who the hell is that? That is exactly the kind of power that we're talking about and where this comes from. But number one thing you need to understand about confidence is because it is self-belief. Let's break this down, okay? Confidence comes from confide, okay? It really comes down from this to have faith in. And if you understand what it means to have faith in something, it means to have supreme belief in that thing, okay? And we could talk forever, and I want to do another episode one day where we really break down what it really means to have faith. Not just faith in God, but to have faith in yourself and what faith actually means. And I can promise you it's not what you think it is, okay? But that's for another time. I want to focus on this right now. To have faith in oneself, to be with faith, or to have belief in oneself. But break that down even further. What does that mean, to believe in oneself? To believe in, broken up, literally means to be living in. To believe in is broken down into be living in. And that means to be living in an altered state of being, okay? I talk about this a lot in trainings with my teams because this is the ultimate secret to unlocking this. And I call this the mind palace. Okay, everyone listen up to what I'm about to talk about. If you have your notepad out, listen to this, write this down. This is the number one piece to this. Your mind palace. What is a mind palace? Why is this so important? And what can this do for you? Okay, number one, your mind palace is the most important piece of your confidence that you could ever achieve. Your mind palace is where you should live most often. Let me kind of break this down. Whatever you create up here, your mind is the most unlimited and most powerful thing in the entire universe. Your mind literally in of itself is just as infinite, just as unlimited as the universe itself. Think about that. We talk about the infinite universe, all the stars and, you know, the planets and the universe and how it's constantly expanding and growing and all the endless possibilities, even the multiverse of what we could come up with, all these different possibilities of what can be created within the universe itself. But I want you to understand something. That is the universe around us, but the universe within yourself is literally the power of your mind. The mind itself has the exact same power. Now, is it as big as the universe? Obviously not. But think about it. Your mind and what you can create in your mind is just as powerful and just as unlimited as the universe itself. Anything that you can think of in any form of imagination, the more you can stretch your mind, and as completely unlimited as it is just as equal to the universe itself. And in the beginning, when we, and I talk about God a lot, right? Because when God created the earth, God spoke, okay? He spoke and he commanded the elements to obey, okay? And God, when he speaks with such faith, with such certainty, with such power, with such immovable force that his word is so immovable that everything else must conform to his word, must conform to he himself who is God. And that is why he is God, because he is immovable. He is full of light and truth. He is the very definition of truth itself. When he speaks, it is truth. It is fact, because all other things must conform before his word is ever broken. That is the power of God itself. And I want you to think about that power. I want you to think about your life. And if you're listening to this podcast right now, I want you to think about what that means for you. If you believe in God and you believe that we are created in his image with his same power and that we are destined to live with him again in his same glory with his light and truth, then you understand that you are given the exact same power to literally create life itself, to create your own kingdom, to create your own worlds, to create anything that is around you. You are given the freedom and the agency to create with unlimited power. The only way you can tap into that power is if you tap into your own supreme self-belief. And the only way to tap into your supreme self-belief is, number one, to begin to create in the mind. And this is come full circle back to what we're talking about with the mind palace. When you create a whole new world in your mind palace, if you live in the mind palace, you should create the exact life and you should have it created down to the finest detail. You should visit your mind palace every single day. You should visit it. You should build upon it. You should be able to describe exactly what your mind palace looks like. Some of you could call it your happy place, whatever the hell you want to call it, right? But it doesn't matter. Your mind palace is the life that you seek to create. It is who you are and who you aspire to be. In your mind palace, you should be able to describe to me in detail what it smells like, what it looks like, what does your house look like, what does your home look like, who are you, what do you look like, how's your physique, when you speak, what does it sound like? All these details, the more you create, the more you literally enforce this in your mind and have already created something. Because by the way, when you create in the mind is, it's not just some ethereal thing that doesn't exist. When you create a new thought, there is actually a spark of light in the neurons in your brain that is created. A new thought is a new spark that is created. So that means the thought itself was the beginning of creation itself through light and power and truth. You have literally brought that into reality just by the thought alone. And because now it has become a part of reality, the more you visit that reality, the more you live in your mind palace, the more you see it, live in it, and feel it, the more that will become more real to you than this life in itself. So if you're struggling with your weight, if you're struggling in your business, if you're struggling in any form of your life, the key to unlocking the new level of your life is to start creating your mind palace. Some people talk about vision boards and they talk about drawing it up and having it detailed. I go even deeper. That is literally your mind palace. You should be able to have conversations with your highest form as if it was a different being. And he is a different being, by the way. We could get that deep into the weeds with that. And if you're part of the Discord, ask me questions about this as we're talking. But that being that you see is a different being, and it is the being that is calling to you to become the greatest version of yourself every single minute of every single day. It is pulling at you and begging you to become this higher form of yourself. And as you consult with this highest form, you must understand that that is who you trust beyond anything else. That being inside you, that highest form that you have now put a face to and can visually see in your mind, that being will guide you and has more wisdom than the entire combination of the conventional wisdom of the world combined. And that is the power that is literally inside you. This power to understand and to be self-taught and to have more wisdom than the entire world combined. Why would you even need to seek out other wisdom if you could learn to just tap into this eternal wisdom that is already inside you? This eternal wisdom that has always and always will exist. It will never steer you wrong. The more you can learn to trust this voice, and if it doesn't matter what religion you're in, whether you call this your spirit, you call this energy, you call it your vibes, maybe you call it your intuition, maybe you're a good old boy from the South and you call it your gut feeling, right? Doesn't matter. It's all the same thing, all describing the same voice inside you that is calling you to be great. And you all know it because you would not be listening to this podcast today trying to improve your life if you did not hear that voice, if you did not see that kind of potential in yourself. You would not be taking this kind of action. And the more real that life becomes, the more you can create this reality in your life, in your mind palace, the more you can see it and feel it, and the more you visit it every single day, the more that reality will become more real than this reality. That form of yourself, the highest form, the form that has the physique that you dreamed of, that has the life that you dreamed of, will become more real to you than the person who you see in the mirror today. And I could promise you one thing. When that happens, when that reality becomes more of who you are, then you will do everything in your power to change your life and to live more like that life. And this secret alone, they literally call it, there's a book called The Secret that describes this. This secret alone is the key to completely transforming your entire life and to infusing yourself with supreme self-belief. Because you must understand, as you're listening to this podcast, you're listening to my words, and I know what I'm speaking is truth. But this truth is not just directly speaking to you with the words, but is triggering a new thought inside of you as I speak. That thought is what you should write down. That thought is your higher self calling to you and educating you in this very moment. You are currently being educated from a higher power, from a higher version of yourself. As I speak, as you attend any form of event, as you seek any form of learning, this voice will speak to you. And it is only this voice that you should learn to listen to. And the more you listen to it, the more you will see that it will never steer you wrong. And the more you see that it'll never steer you wrong, the more confidence you develop in your own self to literally feel that power within yourself to know that you can make the right decision, that the answers are already inside of you. All you have to do is learn how to tap in to that supreme power that is inside you, that voice and that eternal wisdom. It is there. And the way you can begin this process is by beginning the steps to create your mind palace, to see it, to live in it. And so that way, when you see yourself in the mirror, if you're not where you want to be, you will literally look at yourself and say, this isn't me. And you will understand that this version of yourself is not really who you are. And the depression you're feeling, and I've had so many people come at me because I've talked about how I do not believe depression is real. It's not real. It is something that is in your mind. Your depression is not who you are. Your anxiety is not who you are. And some diagnosis of someone who telling you this is who you are and something you can never change is bullshit. It is complete bullshit because you are so much greater than any form of diagnosis. You have so much more power than anyone could ever dream. And if you only just learn to tap into that power and to see that version of yourself and to live in that every single day, you must visit this mind palace every single day. And the more you do this, the more you will see yourself and all of your shortfallings and say, this is not me. that's me. And you will begin to act more like that person than this person who you see yourself as now. You will see food as something as, why would I even bother with that food? Why would I even bother not living that life? Because it is so much more joyous to live in your mind palace, and you will feel and you must see that joy to live as your highest self. It will bring you to a point where you must decide, you must choose. This is why when everyone talks about manifestation, they say, oh, speak it and it'll become, speak it into the universe, the power. And you know what? They're not wrong, but they have missed the point, because it's not just the speaking of it. It is the declaration of who you are, to live in the power of the great I am, the power of God himself, the power of light and truth. To live in that power is to declare who you are, and understanding who you are and seeing you for who you are and declaring it as you are now. And this is who I am, this higher version, not this self. Then that is how things become how they're supposed to become. That is how you get to the next level. That is exactly how your life begins to change, because that's why they say when you speak it in the universe, it becomes something. It has to be more than that, though. It has to be a infusing belief of what this is, and this is who you are. You cannot just speak it. You must see it, you must feel it, and it must happen day after day until you come to a point where you literally only see that as your highest form, as the life you know you can live. And they say the highest form of hell, especially after, as a matter of fact, Ed Milet talks about this a lot when he says, I believe the greatest hell will be after this life if we see the version of ourselves that we could have become. We see that version of ourselves of who we could have become, and that will be the greatest version of hell. And if you begin to see this now, if you begin to live this life of living in your mind palace and creating this mind palace every single day through prayer and meditation and vision board and living in it, visiting it every single day. I live in my mind. Anyone who knows me, talks to my wife, knows that I live in my mind. I live in this mind palace because it's so much more exciting to me to live in this state and to live in this form than it is to live in my current form. And some people would say that's wrong. I say, fuck you, because who are you to tell me that's wrong? This is the most motivating thing in the world to get me to where I want to be. And the sky and my ability to create is the only limitation that could ever hold me back. And with this power, with this understanding that I've become infused with, that you yourself will become infused with as you do this, nothing can ever pull you away from that. And they will try. They will try to pull you away from this form to become this person. You know what they're going to tell you? They're going to tell you, you forgot who you are. You forgot where you came from. Oh, you're turning your back on us. I thought you were like us. I thought you were normal, but you're full of ego and you're full of pride and you're all full of yourself. And you know what? I am. I am full of myself. I am full of pride. I am full of ego because I believe in myself more than anyone else on the fucking planet. Why would I ever place any belief in anyone else besides me and God himself? You do not always have my best interest in mind. I cannot trust anyone else on this planet more than I can trust myself. I got my own back more than anybody else. And so I will put my faith in God and myself at all times, because that is how I can get where I want to be. That is how you obtain true freedom and true power, is by taking the power back unto yourself and saying, this is who I am and no one else can pull me off this path. If you do this, you will be told you're full of pride. You'll be called a douchebag. You'll be told, you know, whatever it is. And I've heard it all. And you know what? I love it, because you are so weak that you would rather try to pull me down from my own confidence to keep me from becoming who I'm supposed to become, because you do not believe in yourself enough to become that version. Only people at the highest levels who have lived this life, who have had this kind of pride. And you think about the greatest. We talk about Muhammad Ali. He literally said, I am the greatest. And one day he was asked by a reporter, why do you say that? He said, I told myself I was the greatest even before I knew I was. Conor McGregor himself, we know Conor McGregor and how he talks. He talks about himself like he is a god. And he puts himself out there like he is the greatest thing known to man. And you know what he says? If you can see it and have the courage to speak it and then act upon it, you will become. and nothing could be more true. Look at where he came from some random plumber in Dublin, Ireland, to now being one of the most well-known and famous people in the world. Think of Muhammad Ali. Think of the pride of Michael Jordan or any of the greats who all believed in themselves with the highest amount of authority. Think of Tom Brady. There's a story about Tom Brady that, and he is one of my heroes, and I love this story more than anything. A janitor walked into the Patriots center at like 4 a.m. before anybody was there. He was there cleaning. But then he saw Tom Brady at like 4 a.m. No one was there with his headphones, staring in the mirror in the weight room, just staring at himself right in the mirror saying, "I'm the baddest motherfucker on the planet." And he kept saying that to himself over and over and over again. And by the way, this was after he had already won 4 or 5 Super Bowls. So yeah, he already was the baddest motherfucker on the planet. And yet he continued to infuse that belief in himself over and over again that he is the baddest motherfucker on the planet. And who has the right to tell him otherwise? Who has the right to tell you otherwise that you are the baddest motherfucker on the planet? As a matter of fact, if you study, you know, back in the days of the Old Testament, and you truly understand what God means when he tells you to come unto him and to be great, you are actually told more so, instead of seeking out this, you know, humility and, oh, I'm less than the dust of the earth, this is all true in comparison to God. But in comparison to my fellow man, you must see yourself as you are, as a son or daughter of God, as the highest form of power on the entire planet. You are called to confess your greatness every single day. Now, I want you to think about how much different your life would be if instead, every morning, you confessed your greatness instead of you confessed your shortfallings. You would hold yourself to a higher level of accountability at the highest level. And it would be so much heavier to bear that burden of power than it would be to see yourself as a useless maggot, as some fungus that's lower than the dust. Because you know what? We don't expect much from someone who is constantly belittling themselves, who's someone who doesn't even see themselves as anything, as nothing. And yet, you are called to be the greatest form of yourself. None of you were put here on this earth to be average. None of you were put here on this earth just to live and get by. As a matter of fact, my belief, and as you know, as a member of the Alpha's Creed, if you're listening to this, you are a part of this movement because we believe that we are called to be great, because anything less than that is literally nothing. There is no in-between. It is greatness and that lifestyle of choosing greatness every single day or nothing else, because only through our greatness can we change the world. So you must confess your greatness every single day. You must declare who you are every single day. And when you do this, you will actually live to that standard more so than anything else. You will live according to your standards, not according to your morals. I want you to understand this. You might say you have these morals and you have this. You will not live to your morals. You will live according to your standards. Your standards is the bar that you will meet every single time. And a lot of us listening to this, especially, you know, today, we think of these morals and that we hope to be, but we have such low standards for ourselves. And yet, if you were to raise the bar to the highest level of this is my minimum standard, this is my ground zero, nothing less than this, you will live to that standard. And you may even surprise yourself and surpass that standard. So who is it to tell you that you should not have the highest form of standard for yourself, that you should not see yourself in your greatest form? And to every day, as they say, manifest, but to me, it is confess your greatness before God every single day. And by creating your mind palace, by declaring this to be the truth, by declaring this to be who you are, this is how you become who you're supposed to become. This is how you infuse yourself every single day with supreme confidence, with supreme light and power. And this is how you become someone who can change the world. And the more you do this, the more you see how you keep this promise to yourself, this declaration of power and this declaration of standards in your life that you continue to meet. As you do this, every single day, you will continue to reinforce in yourself that your word is your bond, that your word is unshakable, that you do as you say, not as others say, you do as you say. So when you speak, your word becomes unshakable. And the more you live in this greatness, in this form of confidence, the more your word becomes unshakable unto yourself, then and only then can you attain the highest form of power. And this is confidence. This is power. This is who you are supposed to become. And that is why this is one of my favorite things to talk about to everybody else, because I look at them and I say, I don't even think you know who you are. Sometimes I look at somebody who I'm coaching or someone I'm around and I say, I see more potential in you than you see in your fucking self. And it's pathetic. And I tell everyone, you should tell yourself every single morning, confess your greatness and say, I am the baddest motherfucker on the planet. Because when I began to do this, I choked on my own words. For some reason, it was so difficult to look myself in the eye and actually say out loud the words, I am the baddest motherfucker on the planet. It for some reason was choking me. I couldn't say it. And I wonder, why can I not say this? Why can I not have this kind of belief? What is so wrong with me believing in myself to this kind of level? It infuriated me so much that I became obsessed with this idea that nothing will hold me back from believing in myself at the highest of levels. And now I am here on this podcast declaring you all, I am the baddest motherfucker on the planet. I am the baddest motherfucker on the planet. And every single day I confess my greatness to God and to myself, and no one can tear that away from me. This is who I am. And as millions of people listen to this podcast, as you all listen to this live, listen to this right now, hear this, you should not hear this and say, oh wow, that's cocky. You should listen and say, I need to believe in myself just to that level, if not more. Because if you have any form, any speck of belief in who you can become, you must live in this state of mind. Every single day for the rest of your life, you must infuse yourself with such supreme confidence that you can never be shaken from your own belief. And if you do this, then you can never fail. You could never fail. No matter what happens, you could never fail, because nothing will pull you. Nothing has power over you. Think about this. This is why I say depression isn't real, because if you do not allow depression to have power over you, if you do not let your fears and your anxieties and whatever it is to have power over you, you have all power and you have declared and confessed your greatness, then nothing can stop me. Who the fuck are you to pull me down from this? And if you live in that state, then you have overcome all the highest form of doubt and disrespect to yourself. And by living this way, you can't help but lift your chin a little bit higher and walk with a chest more full. And this is the life you are meant to live. You're not meant to look at yourself as a useless, despicable worm. You're meant to look at yourself as a fucking king, as a fucking queen, as someone who is meant to rule over all things. You were given dominion over all things on this earth. All things here are here for your service, for you to become. That is your purpose. Find out who you are and then act accordingly. And this is the greatest conquest of your life, to conquer your own soul, to overcome your own doubts and your own, you know, limiting beliefs, to declare and confess your greatness every single day. This is what I want to talk to you guys about today. And this is the one of the greatest lessons of the Alpha's Creed. And you know what? When you become a member of the Alpha's Creed, or when you wear our apparel and it says Alpha, in a way, it is a declaration to everybody that I am an Alpha. And who are you to tell me otherwise? And it's scary. People look at you like, who do you think you are? Oh, what, you think you're an Alpha? Alphas don't really have to say it out loud. It's like, no, we don't have to say it out loud. But I do. And you won't tell me I can't, because I will. I will say it out loud. I'll be proud to be a leader. I'll be proud to be someone who can make a difference. I'll be proud to be an Alpha. And this is why I chose the name for this community, for what we do here. And by becoming a member of the Alpha's Creed, you commit to live by the creed that we live by. And that is, be great or be nothing. There is nothing else that could ever matter but for you to achieve the highest form of greatness in your life, for you to become who you are supposed to become. Thank you all so much. If you love this podcast, please share it. Please share it on social media. Tag me if you post about it so I can repost it for you guys. And if you are excited for our next episode, please join the Alpha's Creed Discord and let's have a conversation about this podcast today. Let's talk about what we just talked about and make sure we infuse this into your soul and make this become who you're supposed to become. Love you all so much. We'll talk to you next week.